Transparency, What's Your Story with Mr. John? This podcast takes you through the lives of people who have had transparent moments with life, love, and loss. More importantly, they found their triumph through their tribulations. I'm your host, Mr. John. I'm an entrepreneur, singer-songwriter, motivational speaker, but more importantly, I'm happy that you decided to stop by and listen to this episode. Hey, were you guys aware that Monday Motivation Volume 1 is now available? That's right. You asked for it. I did it. 10 Monday Motivations that can help stimulate you, motivate you, start your day off, as well as put you to sleep. You just have to go and click on the bio or go to the liveexperienceonline.com. Click on the product store and get your Monday Motivation Volume 1. Don't delay. Get it now. Hey, before I get into what we are going to discuss this week, I want to let you guys know a couple of things. One, we actually have a Facebook family that we are building here at Transparency. It's a private page, but I'm offering it to you. So the first 100 people that sign up will be able to actually speak to me. Some people don't like the telephone number. This way, you can just send in your question to me, and I'll be able to respond directly to you through this podcast. It is on Facebook. It's Transparency, What's Your Story with Mr. John. Sign up today. I want to be able to speak to transparent people, answer questions, and have the dialogue that we all need to have in this journey of what we call life. So sign on up today. Be part of the tribe. Be part of the family on Facebook at Transparency, What's Your Story with Mr. John.
My mother was dying. She had Alzheimer's, and she said, whatever he says, do. You do that. And the brevity, the gravity of her trust in me did not allow me to punk out of a decision. And like a full-grown man, sometimes you gotta stand up and deal with whatever you got to deal with. And you can cry later, but in that moment, you gotta stand up like a grown man and a grown woman and handle your business. You ain't got no choice. The moment is upon you and you have no choice.
Hey, this is Mr. John. Hope you guys are doing well. So happy to have you guys back here to the podcast. I know it's been a second, not a long second, but it's been long enough. And I really felt it was time for me to take another transparent moment just with Mother Day's passing, and thought I should express how I felt this Mother's Day that just recently passed. I have to admit that this was a very unique Mother's Day for me. One, I was extremely happy for all the mothers because I had an opportunity to go to Zoe Christian Fellowship of Los Angeles, minister in music. Maybe some of you are aware of that, but I actually do minister in music. I do enjoy singing. I did about 10 years plus of doing music ministry, minister of music for two of the churches for Zoe Christian Fellowship, and had the opportunity to go back and with open arms was received and able to speak to the lives of the men and women there as well as minister music. So it was a great opportunity. But that day, I put up a post on Instagram and I said, if there is somebody that has been either been motherly in your life, a mother, and when by what I mean of motherly, maybe they don't have children, but have had the characteristics or have done some motherly things for you, to you, if they've taken care of you when you've been sick, etc., to reach out and say thank you. Wish them a happy Mother's Day. And this Mother's Day, I decided to reach out to some people that I had not reached out to. And the response I got back was quite interesting. Some people were surprised. And I sent a simple text of just saying, hey, wishing you a happy Mother's Day. It wasn't anything crazy, but I got an, oh my, that's so considerate. Thank you for thinking of me. And for whatever reason, it reminded me of the time when my mom was ill. And it was somewhat painful because this was the 2017 series that I was working with Spartan. And it was the West Virginia Finals. and I had been flying for 8 hours to get there, and I was informed of my mother having a stroke and being in the hospital. And my family wanted me to jump on the plane and come right back. And with talking to doctors and nurses, they expressed to me that it was not necessary, that whatever decisions had to be made, I could do via phone, but get back as soon as possible. And I know it's a job, and I know that, you know, we all have work to do, and family is family. And I understand family comes first. Yet in this situation, I realized that I had a job to do, and also sometimes you have to be away from the situation to really get a better understanding of what you need to do. So I stayed in West Virginia, and that weekend, man, did we motivate some people. But it was kind of an out-of-body experience, because deep inside I was hurting. I was confused. I was challenged. I knew I had some decisions that I had to make happen. And it was painful. But as we have found through life, sometimes you have to make those hard decisions. Nobody can make those decisions for you, because tough times don't last. Tough people do. Robert Schuller said that, and I wholeheartedly agree with that. But what do you do to prepare yourself for those moments? I mean, Martin Luther King said a man is not defined in comfort and security. He's defined during chaos and confusion. And in this moment, ladies and gentlemen, I was having true chaos and confusion in my heart, mentally, and physically. Because I knew I know how to make decisions about somebody's life. They all rested on me. And the support that I got from my family at first was a lack of support. A lot of them felt I should have come back home. Some of them felt I should be there throughout the whole process. And that's not how some people work. Sometimes I need to take my way to be away from a situation to get clear decisions, clear direction through prayer, through meditation, however you choose to do that. But as for me, it was I had to be away. And the 8-hour flight after talking with the doctors was probably the most sleep I had gotten all weekend. So it was about 6 hours. But I remember landing, going directly to the hospital, and I was seeing my mother, and she was just repeating these words over, thank you, yes, yes, thank you, yes, yes. But I had to understand that when people are failing, sometimes those repetitive things is not the sign of them getting better. It's just the electrical impulse that the brain is sending off. And I'm a man of faith. I prayed. I asked God to do something supernatural. More importantly, I asked God, I said, God, I need your encore here. If this is your will, because you want the loved ones around you. I mean, you want them to stay. You want them to be here. You don't want those moments to end. But God has a perfect will, and God has perfect timing. And that season, he called her home. And I say all this to say this. We all have hard decisions to make. We all in life will have some crossroads that are going to define us, but we will not doubt us. They're life-changing. And what's been placed into you up till that moment is the decision that you have to make. I try to do the best to give my mother the best care possible. And I have to admit, Holy Cross was the best at giving me such bedside manner care. Not just me, but for my mother. This particular male nurse gave me the best advice as I sat there and cried, knowing that the end was near, not knowing that he too recently had been through the same situation. But I believe God brings people into your life in moments that he knows what you need. And up until the moment, she got the best care, I believe, till she took her last breath. And she was blessed by having her pastor there as she took her last breath, and I showed up shortly afterwards. But it's those moments that will define you. I think everybody wrestles with decisions. Did I make the best decision? And I think sometimes we need to get over it And I'm not saying how long it takes you to get over it, but we have to be confident that at that time, that was the best decision. For me, I felt I made the best decisions because it was not an emotional decision. It was a logical decision. And more importantly, it was decisions that I knew that were best for her. It's interesting, later on, you know, the family said, you know, you did the best thing, you gave her the best care. But shortly afterwards, those comments turned to very negative views because they weren't able to make those decisions. But again, the emotional output of others does not have to be the emotional intake of you. I repeat, the emotional output of others does not have to be the emotional intake of you. Opinions are like yesterday's. Everybody has them. But I share this story because I believe somebody out here is going through it, has been wrestling with it, including like myself, to stop wrestling, stop fighting, start healing. This Mother's Day, I made a choice to heal. To, yes, think about my mother in the fond moments of which we had, as well as the other mothers in my life that have blessed me, that have nurtured me, that have taken care of me during that time, before that time, 10 years before that time. 'Tis the reason why I called, just to say thank you. But I made a decision, a tough decision, and now I move forward. So to all those that have lost their mothers that are still wrestling with those decisions that you had to make for your parents, stop wrestling. Stop wrestling. It's time for you to heal. It's time for you to begin the process of healing. You deserve it to yourself to start healing. We can always have wonderful memories of that person. We can have memories, but we made a decision. So my challenge to you is, can you make a decision to move forward? Can you make a decision to live your best life? Can you make a decision that was in the past and you now have a future that you have to live? And can you make a decision to love the other mothers that have been around you, loving you through this process? That's my transparent moment. Look forward to your thoughts. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in. Every week I'm actually trying to get better, to present you guys something that is from the heart, more importantly, that you can relate to. Now, Gary Vee says it best, so I'm going to quote him. Sharing these thoughts is like oxygen to me. So if they resonate with you, if you feel that this can benefit somebody, subscribe, share, more importantly, like all my platforms, Instagram, Facebook, thealiveexperienceonline.com. And I look forward to speaking and sharing with you guys real soon. Be well.